Good morning. It is 8:45. It's 97.9 The Hill, and this is Friday. And once on Friday, we have a regular interview on this show. I am so excited. The last Friday of every month, you get to hear What's Up at the Forest, presented by the Forest at Duke, a community that encourages you to keep growing and learning. Since its opening back in 1992, the Forest has given residents of retirement age the opportunity to keep exploring independently by enhancing their ability to lead purposeful, active, healthy, and secure lives. Nestled in the beautiful central part of North Carolina, we all know that. Over 800 residents from 38 different states and all walks of life have chosen to call the Forest home over the past 25 years. On What's Up at the Forest, you meet a resident or a special guest, which brings me to my two special guests today. First of all, April Ravelli is here, Director of Sales and Marketing at the Forest of Duke. April, always good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
And our special guest today is Chuck Wheeler of the North Carolina Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. Chuck, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you both in here today. And first, before we get started talking about the special event that I know all about and you're going to explain, April, take a moment, if you would, to tell everybody who might not know about the Forest at Duke.
I would love to. So the Forest at Duke is a continuing care retirement community. We have residents 65 years or older that live with us. We have independent living, 249 places to live there. And then should you ever need any additional care, assisted living, skilled nursing, that's all there for you within our community. So folks choose to call us home, and we're so glad that they do.
You know, we talk about it here on the radio all the time, so I know a lot of exciting things going on over there. But Chuck, you are here today to talk about the North Carolina Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. When is it? Where is it? And what is the mission behind it?
And CGLFF will be in downtown Durham on August 1st. August 15th through 18th of this year, followed by Aprefest, which is 4 days of repeated showings of some of the films that are scheduled for the 4 days of the fest. And the purpose of the festival is to bring the community the best in gay and lesbian and transgender cinema that normally you wouldn't find on a digital platform such as Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, a chance to come out and share in the community.
This is a big deal every single year.
It's a huge deal.
And it gets bigger every time you do it. And for folks who haven't heard of or participated in this festival before, what can they expect when they come out to see one of these films?
Well, what they can expect, and what I was mentioning earlier, is there when you're competing with the streaming services, what you get when you come to a film festival is that you share in community. Mm-hmm. You get to be a part of a live event, and you get to witness not only our history, share in our history, you get to know what's going on currently, and you get a feeling of what it means to be a community, what it is, and how we should go forward as a community.
This whole socialization thing is a big part of it, and I know that. And April, I'm curious, and I know a lot of people are, how is the Forest at Duke taking part in this year's festival?
That's a great question. So the Forest at Duke is a presenting sponsor of the festival this year, and we're so excited. Certainly we're lucky here in the Triangle and Durham and Chapel Hill and Raleigh to have so many diverse opportunities for programming and cultural events and things like that. The North Carolina Gay and Lesbian Film Festival is celebrating 24 years this year, and so we are just proud to take an active role in supporting them in whatever they need to stretch and grow and have another 24 years to come.
Now, we all know this is a great event, and we talk about it every year, but it's exciting to see the Forest of Duke involved in it. But what inspired your team to get involved, and explain how that aligns with the mission that you have at the Forest of Duke?
So the Forest at Duke is our sole mission, really, as a not-for-profit continuing care retirement community, is to be the leader in our industry and in our community for preferred services. And so we look forward to meeting older adults that are looking for that type of care, that type of community, and certainly we want to have a very present role in Durham as a whole.
Okay. Now, Chuck, I want to ask you this question. You were talking about when the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival starts. It's August 15th. See, I'm screwing up the dates, too. You mentioned August 1st a moment ago, but I understand there's a special event coming up on the 1st of August. What is that?
Yes. The kickoff for the festival sponsored by the Forest at Duke, will be on August 1st. Mm-hmm. That's next Thursday night. And as part of the celebration, we will be showing Jenny Livingston's Paris is Burning. And it's the film about the drag scene in the city of New York during the 1980s. Mm-hmm. We're proudly showing a reissue of the film. We're glad that the Forest of Duke will be there to help us toast the festival for year number 24.
Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
I should also mention that we'll be toasting the last NCGLFF. Year 24 will be the last year that we have the name. North Carolina Gay and Lesbian Film Festival at the Carolina Theater in Durham. We'll be changing our name to Out South Queer Film Festival. Next year will be our 25th year. So it gives you a chance to come for the last NCGLFF. And so we're looking forward to it. And Paris is Burning is a great film. Mm-hmm. It's worth a relook.
For some of the folks who are listening this morning, are there can you name a couple of other films that people might want to be interested in and look for?
Well, my job every year is to tell you to come to see every film. what I would encourage you to do is try to see the centerpiece films, which show on Saturday night, mm-hmm. the opening night films. We're really proud to have Gay Chorus Deep South this year, which is about the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, as well as the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, which toured the Deep South in the past year. And it won the Audience Award at Tribeca. We'll be showing that on Sunday.
Very cool.
So hope you come out for that. But focus on seeing the shorts. You rarely see shorts except at a film festival. So we have 166 films this year, of which around 24, 25 are features, but the rest are shorts. And to give you an idea of the size, Frameline Film Festival, which is the largest film festival, the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, Queer Film Festival in the United States, has only around 175 films. So we have a high volume of films. We're very competitive, though it's not a competition. Yeah. But we're proud to have a wide variety of both domestic and international films for the audience.
That is really, really amazing.
It is exciting.
I mean, as I mentioned before, it's a big deal. Your job is to get everybody there to see everything.
Yes,
and
can I see everything?
Yeah, how long have you been involved in this festival?
I started with the film festival back. I'll give you very briefly. Mm-hmm. I was in the Master of Arts and Liberal Studies program at Duke University, and I'm always and have always been interested in queer film. So I saw the NCGLFF as a chance to share my knowledge and to join the film festival. And encourage people to see films that represented our gay and lesbian history. So I started with the film festival, not the first year run, but mm-hmm. I joined the film festival, I believe, in the second year. And we were talking earlier, April and I was initially with development, but I moved into programming, and we preview anywhere between 500 and 600 films a year.
Yeah.
We have to hone that down to a smaller number, of course, and this year it's not that small. Like I said, it's around 150. But I've been there 23 years.
Yeah, and what do you have to say about the Forest of Duke?
We are grateful for their sponsorship because they are a new sponsor, and we're proud that they're on board with us.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
And April, good to have you again, too.
Thanks for having us, and I hope you'll join us in August at the Carolina Theater.
I would love to. Thank you for joining me this morning on What's Up at the Forest, presented by the Forest at Duke, where people at retirement age never stop growing, asking, imagining, and are always keeping life interesting and something to look forward to every day. Go to the website if you'd like to find out more. That is forestduke.org.